Karen, has this been something of a shock decision?
Yes, in some respects. I mean, clearly the club were aware that Paul has had two losses of his father and only his father, and that's obviously had a heavy impact on him. But I think it was a shock in terms of that he wanted to step down, but clearly over the last few weeks, things have been very difficult for him. So, you know, and we support Paul in that decision. And I actually think it's very brave, Adam, that he's come forward and that he's recognised it's very easy, you know, when you have mental health issues to not confront them and not do the right thing for yourself. And I think he's been really brave, and we will support Paul through this and help as much as we can.
How do you look back on Paul's time with Halsow in town?
Loads of fantastic memories, a great individual on and off the pitch. He's done so much for us on the pitch, but also off the pitch in terms of some of the developments we've done during COVID, because he wasn't working. You know, we've all mucked in together, you know, in terms of the new changing rooms and the new gents' toilet facilities and the ladies' facilities and the Harry Budge stand, etc., you know, and the Harry's calf. You know, Paul has had a hand in terms of doing all of that work. So he's been brilliant on and off the pitch, and, you know, we're really missing, really missing.
He has been Mr. Halsow in town, as you mentioned, in all respects over the last few months and years indeed. I mean, it's hard probably to put into words how much he's actually put into the club, isn't it?
Yeah, he's one of those individuals, I think, you know, when Keith and I interviewed him and he clicked, and clearly as director of football, Keith worked extremely closely with him. In terms of matters on the pitch and also off the pitch in terms of the developments. And he's just, the cultural fit of the football club is so important, and Paul just fitted straight away. It was like, you know, the perfect hand in the glove scenario. And we were so lucky in terms of that. And he's a great footballing person, but he's also a great individual as well, you know. So, and as I say, testament to him that he's come forward. So it must have been an extremely difficult decision to reach, because I know how much he loves the football club and being there with the players and the staff and, you know, all the volunteers, etc.
Paul is also something of a perfectionist. We know how down he was after the playoff defeat. Do you think that may have had a hand in sort of extra pressures to try and get promoted this season?
I think clearly the more successful you become, clearly as the fan base is increasing and, you know, we're getting crowds every home game of 1,000 plus, that's bound to bring pressure as a management team and as players in terms of getting the results. And there's no secret that we want to get promoted and that we were gutted it didn't happen last year. So I think clearly that will play a part, but I'm not sure that was a massive part. I think that this is a very personal decision for Paul. Yeah. And as you say, he's a perfectionist, and therefore if he can't give 150%, you know, when he's at the club, then, you know, he doesn't want to be involved, and that follows. I'm the same kind of individual. I clearly understand his position.
And I think we're all in a situation where we hope that at some point in the future he's back in football management again.
Absolutely. You know, and who knows, there may well be a role at Halsow in town. Maybe not as manager, but maybe in a different capacity. You know, Paul Smith is an absolute delight and pleasure to have around a football club, and his knowledge, you know, his skills, his capabilities on and off the pitch, you know, would be a credit and a real asset to any football club.
He's going to be a hard man to beat in terms of replacement, isn't he?
He certainly is. He certainly is. We're obviously just pulling our advertising campaign together, and, you know, Keith and I will be doing the interviews, and, you know, he's a hard act to follow, no question.
But promotion's still number one on the agenda, and I guess whoever takes it on, they've still got the same pressure, because the Yelts supporters only want one thing.
Totally. Totally, Adam. It's you know, it's and you know, in an ideal world, clearly you don't want to go up by the playoffs. You want it to be automatic, which is what we were striving for last season. And I recognise there'll be lots of pressure, but clearly, as a football club, we'll be supporting whoever comes in. But that is absolutely the one goal and the one aim: promotion back to the Premier.
Karen, thanks for talking to us.
No worries. Thanks very much, Adam. Take